hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast. It's Justina.
And Geneva. Hey friends, we're here with a bit of a mixed bag. We're doing some hot topics, obviously going to talk about the Kyle Mauricio thing, and then we're going to talk about the shows we're watching, which Justine just fucking barreled the bear. When you texted me about the baby today, I was like, spoiler filled.
I was really worried, like, she was going to give birth.
What season are you on?
And then I realized when we were talking about the Sydney finale. Gave her that omelet, she was going to be dead in that office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not that kind of show. It's not going to be a doom and gloom show.
It's not that kind of show, but it has that feeling, though. But it's not. It does, but it doesn't.
Right, right.
You don't feel that way?
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
It surprises me that it's not. I love it, but Claire, you little bitch. All right, sorry.
All right, topics. We have to start. It's been a few days since the Kyle Mauricio situation. For those of you who live under a rock, I mean, everybody here who listens to this knows what the fuck's going on.
I think. Okay. So there's only 27 years. Seems like they've been married 45. I think they're going to stay together after see people.com. There's this girl that was on Taylor Strecker that works for people.com, Andrea Labenthal. And she says that they will not run a story. They pride themselves on making sure something is factual. So they had a pretty good. They got it from someone really reliable close to them that they were divorcing for them to run that story.
So they never said divorcing, though. They said separated.
Separating. Right. But I mean, what do they expect? Unless they're legally separated, that's where we're headed. That's what we're all thinking. And then there's.
Right. If you say separated, I'm thinking divorce. But that's technically what they said, which is like, we've had a rough year, whatever.
If you're separating, though, I wonder what the percentage is of. Really getting back, that especially in Hollywood.
I wonder the same. I think first, I love people. People have too much time in their hands. Face Reality, the chick who did the highlight to end all highlights about Kyle Mauricio, like, love to know how much time that took.
Imagine if people cared about you that much.
I know how you compile it. Care. Amazing. I just think it's a shame overall, even if. I hope they make it through. 27 years is a lifetime. That's just a solid marriage. And it's wild. I mean, lesbian rumors and blah, blah, blah aside, it's just like something's happening. There's something in the water between the two of them.
You know, people are saying, I don't want to, you shouldn't be speculating if she's with a woman. If you haven't consulted with the gay and lesbian community or whatever. I'm not saying it in a hateful way. She's leaving Maurice. She's a huge public figure who possibly has a girlfriend. In this day and age, I don't think we're just all baffled. Even if it was a dude, it would be the same exact reaction to everyone. I don't even really care that she's a lesbian. I'm really, if she is allegedly, if that's even the case close to it, it's more fascinating that her and Mauricio are just divorcing. I could care less who she's with because it seemed like she and him were just. She was so obsessed with him for so long. I just never would think that they would really divorce. I really never did.
Yeah.
I could care less if she's a lesbian, but I guess straight people aren't allowed to even say that, but we're not saying it in a hateful way. I'm just saying that, you know, what are we allowed to say?
Right. I agree. There's a line where it's like, it all gets to be too ridiculous. And that is the line to me. No one's saying like, oh, how shameful she's leaving Mauricio for a woman. Like, I don't give a shit. I just think it's
divorced. They're not divorced. It's divorcing and separating because, you know, they've been we've known her for 15 years. Yeah. Hold on. So then they have a theory that that Morgan Wade or whatever her name is her sponsor for sobriety.
Yes, I saw that.
And maybe Kyle was more of a drinker, boozer and things than we knew. And maybe that could be the case. That would make a lot of sense. And then I think that's even worse to speculate on than if she's a lesbian out her as like a sober coach. If she's not feeling comfortable saying that.
Right. That's very true. I never thought. I mean, as I put drink, it on Instagram. Yeah. Right. She does drink and party, but
she said she's sober though, like 6 or 7, 8. Right.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I never got the sense that she was like a Sonia. like messy as fuck and like obviously had an issue. But maybe that caused a break in the relationship. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. I think there's a lot more darkness. There's obviously a lot more darkness with that Richards Umansky household than we all know, especially with what's her face? Kathy. And
Yeah.
And how successful he got and how rich they are. Yeah. It's gone to another level.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Kids are leaving. It's a whole different time in life when the kids are gone and then you are stuck there alone. Alison
how about
Dubois,
that freaking psychic?
Go fuck yourself, though. If she had any class, she wouldn't be coming out and saying anything.
Of course. Well, she's on TV, so she's that kind of psychic.
Dirtbag.
Right? You know?
Is she?
Like, she's trying to be. Well, no, I'm saying like she was on TV. She wanted to be filmed.
Right,
she's
right,
waiting
right.
for her moment, you know? And honestly, I think if you're just a housewife, your odds of getting divorced skyrocket just inherently. Right. So like it's couldn't be her. It could be her. You know what I mean? Like
and
she could have been wrong.
They both couldn't be busier.
Yeah. Right.
And they were now they're putting out pictures of them on in Aspen, blah, blah, blah. They're all this tight family.
Right. Right. I don't buy
it. I have a feeling they will make it through it. What do you think? What's your take? What's your guess? Break up or stay up?
Oh, God. I think break up. I think they're trying to do a PR spin. Okay. But I think it might be the end. I don't know. I want to be wrong, but we'll see. We'll see.
Now the kids what was your still initial, like Mauricio.
What was your initial feeling when you saw the news?
Like I feel bad. I felt sick to my stomach. I felt bad for the kids. I wouldn't want my family splitting up.
Absolutely not.
I don't care if I'm 90. I don't want to see my parents split up.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what age it's at. It's probably more traumatizing. I don't even know when it's the most traumatizing.
I think
it's all
probably
bad for
the
kids.
Most like middle school.
For young kids. Yeah, I agree.
And it depends on how. I think it can be okay. I guess it depends on the parents. How they act.
Right.
I don't know.
I want to say something about this goddamn Barbie movie, which is,
oh God,
if I see one more piece of Barbie branded bullshit related to this movie, I'm going to lose my mind. I don't understand why I don't even know. What's the marketing budget on this movie?
A billion dollars.
It's ridiculous. Nobody cares. There's no way this movie is going to make enough money to warrant this marketing campaign.
I think it's going to be a huge flop.
Who's the demographic of this? Is it our age? Is it
I think it's our age.
And who you're going with your friends? Like, I don't know who's going to this movie.
Some people are excited. I probably will never watch it.
No, I will only watch it if it's horrible. Once it's on DVD to laugh and just be like, what a joke of a movie this is. I don't get it.
I feel like I've already seen it. I don't know what the premise is. It seems very stupid.
But I could care
unless
less.
It gets rave reviews. It takes a lot for me to watch a movie.
It makes me think that it's bad just by how much they're blowing it up. It's like there's no way this could be good because they know they need to get people in the seats week one to make any kind of money because there's going to be no word of mouth. We'll see.
Ryan Gosling, his face looks fucked up. And Margot Robbie, go fuck yourself. You got this perfect life. Now you're Barbie. Life is so great. We're out here living life, struggling, working every day. I don't want to watch it. I don't care. Unless it gets rave reviews, I'm not going to watch it.
I agree 100%.
I just can't imagine. It looks, it's making me hate the color pink.
Yeah, me too. I never want to see it again as you wear a pink headband.
right. I know. I don't know. I don't want to say it probably. I don't know. Let me see this movie that I just watched with Sebastian Maniscalco about my father and Robert De Niro. It was a comedy family, kind of like Meet the Parents. It was so cute. Robert De Niro is a star. He makes the movie and Samantha Jones is in it. Whatever the fuck her face is. Her name is. It was really cute.
All right.
And you got to watch the Hot Cheeto movie still too. That's banger.
I've seen other people say it's good.
It's cute.
And I trust others' opinions around movies more than yours.
Who else said it was good?
I just seen like the online universe saying that.
Okay.
Like, the people are talking, you know?
Okay.
Last note before we talk to Bear and other things we're watching. I see your note. Who is Mark Rubin?
Oh, thank you.
And his name is Michael Rubin. Who hosts
Mark Rubin?
Mark, who hosts the 4th of July party He is the CEO of Fanatics, so who sells all the sports merchandise. So I think that's why he's like
loser.
In
burn that house
the
down.
NBA people.
And Kim Kardashian.
50 years old.
He owns Fanatics. What the hell's Fanatics?
Damn. He also sold a company. He founded GSI Commerce, whatever, selling it to eBay in 2011 for $2.4
billion. Oh, my God. Tom Brady looks cracked out.
He looks really bad.
He looks he looks tucked and pulled and tightened. What a loser.
Oh, he also has a minority stake in the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah.
The 76ers.
Sometimes there's people whose careers you want to see after they leave a sport, and there's some you don't. Tom Brady is someone that I have no interest in seeing what he does after this, because I think he's an oddball.
If Tom Brady didn't go out a big fat loser, I don't care how far he made it in the regular season. He came off like a pussy. Sorry for using that word. And a loser. And he has a bad attitude on the sidelines, throwing iPads and shit. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can only be an asshole if you win.
If you're great.
And you're a loser. And you lost Giselle. If he would have stayed, losing Giselle makes him look like a loser to me.
Yeah, I mean.
I hate him.
I've never been. I've always hated Tom Brady. I appreciate what he accomplished, but I'm not a Tom Brady fan. But he ruined my life as a Chargers fan.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Chargers, they should just. Justin Herbert, go suck a dick. Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
What's next on the docket? Kim Kardashian being at the party and all those people. Hailey Bieber. God, yeah. I just can't stand all these girls being put. It's fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, you told me to watch the
white
Kardashians.
Outfits. Oh, my God.
So, which I think I
have much else to say.
Which I think I did.
Did you watch the last one where they go to Vegas?
Yes, I did. And they go to In-N-Out. Yes. What did you want to talk about there?
When they went to In-N-Out and Chloe, my mom tried to hand me $300 bills. And it's just that stuff drives me up a wall.
Oh, me too.
You're not dumb, Kris Jenner. You know that how much it costs at In-N-Out.
Well, I mean, they're acting like they have been dropped onto this planet
right.
as aliens. And are like, oh, a burger. Ooh, you know, it's like, it's so fake.
So stupid. I don't even think it's fake. I think people do lose touch with, I think they're that far gone.
Oh yeah. They are.
Which
but
is
just
sad.
Like the fact that they're making it like a novelty to go there and like film it. And like, it's all too much.
And Kim Kardashian sitting there eating the burger and filming herself. And like, oh, this is so good.
I know.
Hot take, In-N-Out sucks dick. It's disgusting. And it's probably, I mean,
I gotta say, I still love the burgers
the
and the shakes, but the
sucks.
Fries, the fries are a major miss, and I would never recommend anyone get the fries.
The burger's okay. I guess I get sick of it, then I don't eat it for a while, but it's just, there's so many good options in life. It's cheap.
You know, I had the Habit the other day, which was very good.
Sorry, everyone. This is such a crude thing. The Habit. I love the Habit. I get a Caesar salad there and I put a whole thing of French fries on top and eat it with teriyaki sauce and it's fattening as fuck, but I love it.
That's great.
I wolf that down in the car with the kids.
What
we just went
combo.
The other day.
Okay,
and they give the kids a little gummy hamburger in their stupid kids meal.
Yeah.
The kids, I don't even really pay attention. They probably don't eat shit from the Happy Meal, but from the kids meal, but they
I got
eat
it
that
for
stupid
Sterling.
Hamburger.
Dorian ordered onion rings. We went there last time we drove back from San Diego through the drive-thru, like in Barstow or something. The onion rings. He's like, pro tip, you always order the onion rings because they always got to make them fresh. It's like, and then it took like 20 minutes to make the onion rings. It was like, come
on. I love onion rings too.
Drive through just holding up the entire line.
That's very true. Then they got to make all your food fresh. It's a good point.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It definitely.
They're pretty good about coming out hot food.
Yeah.
They're a good spot. The teriyaki sauce is legit.
Okay, I'll have to try. I'm not going to try what you ate, but I'll try.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not healthy. But
all right, should we start with Alone?
Oh, anything else about the Kardashians? I don't think so. Oh, just Kim and Court. You haven't watched the whole season. You only watched the last episode?
No, I've been watching it.
Oh, you have? Oh, God bless you. Yeah. Kim, when she was in Italy for that dumbass fashion show, and she really can't make any decisions without her stylist.
Yeah.
And how can her stylist not get into the country? Really? I guess that's, I give Italy props on that. That says not let that lady in without her dumb passport. I guess it must be that. But the way that she takes, they give her that cross necklace and she's like, oh, I'm so touched since I got all my jewelry stolen. And that probably did happen to her. But unless I see footage,
I still don't believe it.
I'm sure it has happened, but
I think it's so dumb.
That whole, I love all those 90s clothes, but her just talking with them and she's just so dumb. It's just so,
it's all so dumb, but somehow I still watch it. To really like, there's not much I can't say about it because it's just ridiculous.
Her blonde hair, why would, I mean, maybe she can retake the license picture. I'm still thinking about this. Why would she take the license photo with the bleach blonde hair? It looks terrible on her. Why would she not go back to dark hair for the ID?
It's not about the blonde for me. It's about the 2 inches of roots that are always
there. Why is that okay with everyone?
I don't know. I don't understand why you don't just make your hair. If she was like a full plot, like when she wore her hair, when she wore the Marilyn Monroe shit, fresh dye. That's the only way it should be if it's blonde. Otherwise,
I still think she looks terrible.
Oh, I don't think it looks good, but it's just like.
I agree with you, though. The roots, I just don't understand it.
Me neither. It's crazy.
And I wonder how much she pays to keep the DMV open. And she better slip
LA offices
in and out
like
money to those workers directly. Give them cash.
I know. Can you imagine the DMV dealing with that shit? What a nightmare.
And if my kids grow up and do hair and makeup for an idiot like them and they're at the DMV late saucing her up and fucking with her, I will say you're losers.
You have a lot of loser stipulations for your kids.
Well, I mean, do something. Don't sit there and tell Kim she looks great for her dumb picture. Just go in and take the picture, Kim. Stop.
So stupid. And like, how often is she actually showing her license anywhere?
Right.
You know? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And Courtney crying about stealing her wedding.
Yeah. I think it's what it is like they're the opulence and the disconnect is catching up with the show. And it's like the shit they're fighting about is so preposterous to normal people that it really has become like a fantasy. Like it's just not.
I can see what she means, but Kim just must be on a different planet. And Courtney is just. She's so sad when she's sitting there with those black gloves.
You had a branded wedding. You chose to. So shut up. Like you're some altruistic. Like, I just wanted it to be about the moment. It's like, no, you went to Dolce & Gabbana and partnered on a deal to have your entire wedding outfits be one brand. So what the fuck are you talking about? That's the thing. Who cares? You're all in the same dumpster together.
Do you think Chloe actually likes Kim or she's there because she was the only one at the birthday party?
Right. I don't know.
With the other two aren't around.
Right. It is weird.
I can't stop watching it. I think the season's great. It's fun TV. I mean,
one thing you're watching. All right, should we talk The Bear? So Justine watched season one and season two over the course of the last 2 days.
I was driving around running errands today, watching it on my phone.
Just like you're done. How do you feel? So obviously spoiler filled alert. Do you love it?
I love the show. It's a top tier show. I hated the ending, but I know that they have to lead into the next. I guess it can't, but I think it could have ended in a different note. I think it was interesting that he got locked in the refrigerator because he's a loser again. But I don't agree with that being the end of it. I'm not satisfied, but that leaves you wanting more. It's not a series finale.
No, it's not. And I think what they're doing is like, they're showing that even though people in some form or fashion kind of got what they wanted, like the night was a success, right? People loved the food, blah, blah, blah. Sydney's outside puking, stressed. He's stuck in the locker. It's like, even when you get what you want, you're trapped still, right? Like by this ambition and like all of the greed to like achieve. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't think it like that.
I think it just sets up the next season well, because it's just going to give us a good point to like launch from. And I don't think they could have ended it like a happy ending would have been the episode before where they like pass the fire test and then it could have like gone into the next season.
I don't know what I would have wanted.
I wonder.
Or maybe he gets out and it was a good ending. It just it was kind of just somber. I would like to see him reconcile with Richie at least.
Yeah.
I don't like the ending.
He'll
with
reconcile.
That. I hate Claire though, ever since she walked into the scene, I mean, I don't know if she, if I'm happy she's in the show or if not, but the way that she whisper talks the entire time and is just like a walking fortune cookie with the way she was talking to him, and he didn't give her the phone number. He doesn't want it. He didn't want to talk to you, Claire. Back off. He's busy. Sydney needs his attention right now.
I thought they had really good chemistry though. Like I thought their chemistry between them.
So annoying. What ruins it for me is the girl on Instagram that makes fun of women that are like indie leads in indie movies, acts just like Claire did. I wish I knew her name. I should have done the research, but she's this big Instagrammer and she makes fun of people. And I just, the whisper talk was driving me nuts.
God, I didn't even notice it.
Oh, wow. It's okay, Bear. It's gonna, hey, cousin, you did great, cousin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was doing a lot of whispering.
I'm at the hospital, and I just want to tell you, it doesn't matter if it's the best day of your life or if things go wrong. I love you. It's just like, oh, my God, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, yeah.
She's at the freezer. He can't have, he got locked in the refrigerator, bitch.
This is my
thing. What is he supposed to be doing?
Richie was supposedly there, and then all of a sudden it's Claire say, yo, Claire's walking up. Shut the fuck up with your
They trapped him.
Yeah, they did him dirty there. I kind of liked that it all fell apart in the end because I think it gives us somewhere to go from.
No, it is. It is.
But I
didn't hate it, but I didn't. I guess it's not a series finale, so it's okay.
Yeah, that was definitely not a series finale. We're at the beginning, not the end.
Right.
There's so much I love about this show. So like I have been writing down my list of like top shows of the year. This is on that list, as is Daisy Jones and the Six, which you should still watch. Like what I love about The Bear is I obviously love food. I love to cook. I love, like, I think restaurant life is fascinating. And then it's just the characters. Like Richie's a great, every character is great. And I thought the second season, like you probably saw it watching it back to back, but like the second season gave people more of a moment to shine. Like you had the episode of the guy in Denmark doing his thing. And then you have the Richie episode. And like, so I like the way they've started to like flesh out the characters. I just thought it was so well done. Like, I don't know. I had no complaints.
It was great. Really even the slower episodes that like they just episode. Kind of give the character development. It's beautiful. Yes. And it all
like
comes
that
together.
Richie episode was beautiful. Like that is a perfect episode of television.
I got chills. He's a great character. He's alive. He's there. He's made for TV. Made for
and
this character.
Like,
made for this
to
role.
To see that arc of like figuring out his place in a restaurant and the world and like starting to clean up and like get his life together. I just thought it was so well done. I thought the episode before it, which is the obviously the one that everybody's like fixated on with all the stars with like the dinner episode.
Wild.
That shit gave me anxiety.
That will win it. Oh, I'm going to barf just watching it. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have been in a few scenarios where like, that's not my family, but I've been in a few scenarios, not my husband's family either, but like where you're around chaos like that. And the people that are in it are so used to operating that way that it doesn't even phase them. Like yelling, multiple conversations happening, like kids everywhere. Like just, it,
you've
I
been
don't
at
know,
someone's
chaos.
House where it reminded you of that.
Yes.
Like someone's not, dinner?
No, not like in a bad way, but just like more the leading
up to
the dinner.
But it reminded you of that.
Yeah, like the noise and the multiple conversations and the like intensity. I've definitely like been in situations like that. And I just kept thinking like, how can you survive?
I can't,
like, what do you,
I can't recall. So maybe I am that situation.
Yeah,
I know.
Maybe that's your life. It's I thought that episode was great TV, but very stressful. Like,
I myself a little bit in Donna, which was scary. I'm like, gotta brain it in Donna.
No. How'd you feel about Jamie Lee Curtis as the mom?
I thought she was great. I didn't like her scene outside the bar. I think they should have just left it to the golden episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick apart the show. The show was fabulous. It was beautiful. It was awesome TV.
Yeah.
You can't ask for better TV. I'm just saying, looking back, I mean,
yeah,
just it kind of weakened. I don't know, like, but her character, that one episode was just so great that it was unbeatable, that she didn't need, they could have just said she,
yeah, like she,
I would have rather her caused a, I thought she was going to get drunk and crazy at the opening.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad she didn't.
No,
like,
me too.
I think what they do is like, they, there's a sense in the feeling in the show, like everything's about to fall apart. Like when you were texting me, is the baby going to die? Like I had that same sense where I was like,
yes,
like there's just an underlying stress to watching the bear, which makes it, while it can be beautiful, you're still like, what the fuck? Like, I think we're also programmed to think that the shoe is always going to fall off, you know, like big TV is what we expect.
Nobody's keeping track.
Right.
Thanks, Claire. You took away all my anxiety.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to my life when I told you I didn't give you the right phone number because my life should be focused on opening up this restaurant and you're going to come in and ruin
it. Takes two to tango, though. It's not like she fucking stalked him. He was down.
She didn't stalk him. She hunted down his phone number. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have a relationship like he said.
Yeah, I just
successful like that, really, at anything.
Right. I think so. It takes like insane focus.
I take back about the Jamie Lee Curtis, though. I did like how the husband dropped that she didn't know she was pregnant. That's a heavy thing. The layers. Yep. It's very genius.
I thought the
husband
was great there, too. Like when he started to cry and just like break down, like he was great.
Because he knows how fucked up his wife's family is. Abby, I forget her last name. She's phenomenal. She was perfect for that role as well. And I just love the way that they use fuck you, fuck off and fuck you as such a beautiful expression. Yes, and nobody gets mad.
No, I love that too. I love, there's something about Chicago and like the people, like that's why I love Shameless. Like there is a vibe to that, to those people that makes for great TV. Just the locals. I loved the episode where Sid was eating everywhere and like wandering around the city. Like it just like, it really is just so well done.
It was great. I wish that he was there with her, but I like Sydney. I have a love hate. When she left, I like her mostly. 90% like her, 10% she was annoying, but I at the end I 100% like her. I think she's really sweet how she amps up Tina and gives her hope in life.
Yeah.
Tina is a star. Love her.
Great.
Heartwarming.
I love the diversity of the characters too. Like you have old people, you have young people.
Yeah.
You just have like fully fleshed like people you would see out in the world.
That's restaurant life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think back to the best times of my life, I think back is working in restaurants. Yeah, and I think back to all the time of these old people and they're probably dead. I think back and it's just crazy. Yeah, it's such a wild world. And when you're in that rush and how people are yelling at each other, but it is like a family.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It is. That's a rush. They portray it really well.
Who's your favorite character? You're picking one.
Oh, Tina.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love her.
I like Tina. I think I like Richie and I like Sid.
Oh, Richie too.
Yeah. I mean,
Sydney's
great.
She's nice, but she's going places.
Yeah.
I just don't want her to end up fucking over the bear somehow. I'm worried that she might, but maybe I'm thinking that she's got a darker soul than she does.
Yeah.
Or opportunist. But when are they a 50-50 partnership? Is he more of the deal?
She's like,
I need
the
to know the logistics.
I don't know the specifics of like who owns what and who. I thought that at last episode where Richie just like takes over and starts orchestrating all the meals service, I was like, this is great. Like, I just, it was great.
Richie is a great character. Stabs Richie and does she never apologize for it? And she just can stab him after they're fighting. I love how he does not even threaten to call the cops on her after she, and I think it was a mistake.
Right.
But
it's good.
No, I like Sydney. She's a very fascinating character.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to win an Emmy for that one whole episode, the family, and the poor girl's not in it.
They have to.
She'll still win an Emmy. But
I mean, you have Better Call Saul in there. You got whatever his name is.
Bob Odenkirk or whatever.
Yeah. Odenkirk. Yeah. You have Sarah
Paulson. Yeah.
John Mulaney, the comedian, was like fantastic as the husband.
John Mulaney, another dirtbag. Yes.
Yeah.
He was great in it, though. Yeah.
He was great. He was like what's his face? Wayne Jenkins from, you didn't watch We Own the City, but whatever that, John Bernthal as the fork.
The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Banging his wife.
Too. Yeah.
He's dead. Yeah. We thought we got eaten by the freaking fable. He was great. Yeah. The show is awesome, but it is heavy that it's
heavy.
All based around someone dying. And then when the suicide is just such a fucking gnarly thing because it just ricochets in so many ways that people don't even realize.
Yeah. I mean, the show is not a light topic, right? It's about like traumatized people trying to figure the fuck out. But like, I think it's, I don't know. It's nice to have a show just about people in life.
It's
like,
good acting. It's, yeah.
It's great acting. It's rare to have like shows like this that still exist. Like, I feel like everything now has to be so grand and fire dragons and bullshit. Like, it's nice to just have a show about people.
I feel like Bear, would he be so like Sydney when the last season, when she left in the middle of service, when he's yelling because he's a lunatic because she screwed up and didn't pause or like stagger the orders and she just leaves. I'm surprised. I couldn't let go of that after working in a restaurant because people scream at each other. I'm surprised she wasn't used to that. He is abusive and and the whole like I'm sorry thing, but like I don't know, that was interesting. And trying to think of other things.
Did Tyler watch it with you or you blew through it by
yourself? No, I watched it without him. Okay. The dishwashers, I love the dishwashers in restaurants. They are funny.
Oh, the guy doing meth in this season?
Or no, like, not him, but the other rest. Right.
But when they're like, he's smoking meth outside, they're like, okay, well, I think he's fired.
You can fire him. That was sweet. Okay. He is a sweet character that the dessert guy.
What's his name?
I don't know. He was really cute either. Though. I felt bad for him.
I mean, the fact that, and like that ending for him too. But I love
his mom die or they never said, right?
They never said, but I think it's implied. Okay. Like you got to call us. I think his character arc
I might have missed that.
Has been great too, because it's like, I just like seeing somebody, I don't know. He feels so timid and like real, like, I don't know, just great fucking actor. Like you really feel like that's him.
Well, it gives him hope. It feels like Tina.
Yeah.
They were just working in some shit restaurant with some lunatic Michael. And then things take such a severe turn.
Marcus.
She gets sent to
name.
Marcus. Right.
Yes.
Poor Marcus. You deserve better than that, Marcus. Things take such a severe turn. She gets to go to culinary school and it's just so sweet.
Yeah, it's great. I loved it. And her taking it seriously too, right? And being proud, getting that knife from him. Like, oh. I love it.
And to be the sous chef with Sydney, it was really sweet. I love
that.
I just
scene
loved
was great
it.
Yeah,
and that is really some real shit. Yeah. And finding the mutton and the tomato sauce was wild.
It was great. Yeah. And see, that was the end of last season, right? Yeah,
trust. I'm surprised season. Though people born in Chicago or whatever, I'm surprised the Bear wouldn't keep things closer to the vest. If you find all that money and then they have everyone in the restaurant, I wouldn't be trusting nobody.
I know, right?
But it's a TV show at the end of the day too.
Yep. It's and a good one though.
What else happened? Michael though, are they going to talk about, I was surprised they're not showing people finding out he's dying, but maybe they're not going that dark.
I don't think they will.
Yeah. Which is good.
I think there's a dark undertone, but I don't think the show's ever going to get fucked up. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't think that's what they're trying to do. And I feel pretty confident now after two seasons.
It's labeled
a
comedy.
They could have shown worse shit. It's definitely not. It's like a dramedy to me.
Right. It's no comedy. It's not How I Met Your Father.
They're funny moments. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you watched it. I'm glad you caught up to the hype and you blew through it like a champ.
Yeah. I hope that he is successful. Oh, I love Unk. He's a great character too.
Great.
But he wouldn't be that smart coming up with all these. They get heavy with like the acting scenes and then they get artsy with it with these loser people like giving these heavy speeches of inspiring, like his inspiration, like his baseball thing. It's just in real life. Do people go on and on and on about this? Maybe
her watching the her being obsessed with Coach K too was funny, like carrying the book around and shit. Yeah. Funny little notes. What's that? Oliver Platt. That's who that is, right?
I don't know.
I think who plays the uncle. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I know who, I recognize his face. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would never know his name.
Yeah.
But Sydney is a good character. And then learning about her mom and all that. That is sad.
That's great too. Even that, like the fact that you can have one scene in a diner and feel like you know who her mom was and like a complete character. That's just like a testament to the writing and the acting of the show.
Great.
You felt that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all it took for you to be like, oh, this is sad. And this is this, and this is what this is. Yeah. Really good.
Sarah Paulson. She's top tier actress, man.
She's great. I feel like she's undervalued.
Oh, 100%. She is so good.
Yeah. She's really good. None of the family looked related at all.
Charlie Sheen's mom,
but it was good.
Yeah, it was a great episode. I'm glad I didn't hear anything about that episode. It blew me away. I mean, it was crazy. Wild with the ringer. That I was TV getting show is just
oh
made
my God,
so
anxiety.
Well.
I know the anxiety in that kitchen. I was just like, it's dirty, her fucking fingers. And the just like, it was so real too. Like everybody knows somebody who's like that. Like it just, oh, so good. Really good.
I kept thinking about, I don't even know Twitch. And I just keep thinking about him dying, committing suicide. And
Robin Williams, there's a lot of them. It's horrible.
Well, Rob, yeah, but just Twitch to me seems like these people, mental health is such a thing. And I can't imagine the levels that he affected people. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I kept thinking about him, but just this Michael guy, look at everything that's happened because he died.
Right. Yeah.
It's just crazy. People don't think that
they
matter,
can't, they're not in a mind space to even conceptualize it. You know, people could say it to their face. And they don't.
Right.
You know, it's horrible.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Great show. I'm glad you watched it. And that we got to talk about it.
Sorry. Did you ever think that Sydney and the bear liked each other?
No.
Okay.
I've never gotten that vibe. Have
I like
you?
That they X that out. I was. Yeah. I didn't know if it was going to be like a big kiss
or
something.
No, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
I want them
just
to just be
too,
business.
Yes. And I think that is what they've
friends.
Never seen a creepy vibe. Yeah.
I like the, not even a creepy, just like a will they or won't they. I don't want that.
Right.
I like them as working together. When they talked about inspiring each other, I did like that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, and other things I'm watching, I'm going to tell you, you always say that there's a lot of time in the day that we watch television, which is true because this weekend I blew through, Dorian and I finished the Alone season, the new season on Netflix. Great season. Really recommend. It was amazing to see how these people made it to the end. That's on Netflix. It's not like Outlast, so there's not the competition sense. I mean, they are competing with each other, but it's more just watching these like people. I just don't understand how the people have this skill set to like go out into the woods and like make a life. Like I would just be so dead that I find
why would
it
they want
amazing.
To.
Well, that part too. And just like the interest in it, right? Like all of that. Like one guy made like he had a bench by the river, he had a stove, he had a like I would just be like waiting to die out there. Like it's amazing to see how they operate.
I'm not doing that shit unless I have to.
Unless it's like the zombies are coming. Here's a pack. Go to the woods. That's where you're going to survive. That would be the only, like, that's it.
Yeah.
I would never do something like this. So I'm watching Alone. I started Breakpoint on Netflix as well, which is the tennis show, like the golf show, which I love. Which has been good
so far. That
sounds
interesting.
Yeah, it's good. It's like all the up and coming tennis people and tennis stars, some of which I have no idea, but it's entertaining.
That's cool. I love gambling on tennis, so I should watch it. Really learn who
there you
I'm
go.
Who I
gonna
think
bet. Yeah, you get insider information.
Who do you like the best on
tennis,
that show?
It just started. I'm like three episodes in, but I'll keep watching. The weird thing about tennis is like it's like F1 where the people are very attractive. Like somehow tennis has like you never see someone where you're like, God, that's a god awful looking.
I grew up playing tennis.
Human being.
It makes a lot of sense.
There you go. See, it tracks. But just like Maria Sharapova,
yeah,
Anna
they got
Kournikova. And then like you think about the men. Like it's just, I mean, not Andre Agassi, but like the people
Williams
like,
sisters.
They're just, like,
yeah.
There's a look to these people, which is interesting. Just
Andy
like
Roddick,
F1, they're
is
all
Andy
like
Roddick
model. Yeah,
married to
Andy
what's
Roddick.
His face?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a weird trend. So I would recommend that if people
it's
like
it's a rich
shows.
People sport too. Daddy sees that
100%
his daughter's
the
little hot
was,
putter in the skirt, and then it's you know it's kind of weird.
One of the guys was born in Rancho Santa Fe, from Rancho Santa Fe, which you never hear. Like who's from Rancho Santa Fe?
Yeah,
so
right.
Like to your point, like the richness.
It's a wild world. I do notaries in people's houses and people. Yeah. It's just. These sprawling houses have no soul inside of them, though. And they just are all just like normal houses inside. But poor people have better houses with more to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. Right, Breakpoint. And then I watched the first three episodes of Hijack on Apple TV, which is exactly what you think
God
about.
Bless you.
Which is hijacking a plane with Idris Elba.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay.
British.
I was thinking a car.
No, it's good. It's a fun
hijack an airplane, a whole series.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's three episodes.
God, he's handsome,
Dorian and I watched
huh?
the first one. He was like, what? This isn't a movie? I'm like, oh no, it's a show. So I'll continue watching that.
He's being hijacked.
No, he's the hijacker. He's like in the.
Oh, okay. We won't say. Oh, I'm gonna. I'll check that out. That looks interesting. Yeah, I never would have known.
Yeah.
How do you find this? You just scrolling around?
Just went to the platform, couldn't find shit to watch, and here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are the other random things I'm watching that I'm enjoying.
He's a handsome fella.
Yes.
Oh, Tyler and I watched.
Yeah, please tell.
We watched this wild movie. I don't know how we saw it. It might have been on the stupid black box I got. Voyagers. It has Johnny Depp's daughter on it. Voyagers movie was made in 2021. I wish we could get our life back, but I can't stop thinking about it. It has what's his name? Oh, where is it? He's a well-known actor. So these kids are born in test tube, or like they're born. No, Colin Farrell. The kids are born. Okay, so the premise is they got to get to a new planet. It takes 86 years. So they have kids born in labs, and they don't ever go outside, and they're just born and they never leave to go outside, whatever. Then they get put into the spaceship and sent up, and Colin Farrell goes up with them. And so they grow up. It's like 20 years into this space trip. You know, they have to be on the ship for 86 years.
Yeah.
And the kids realize that they have to drink this little blue juice every single day. They're being drugged so that they don't act out and don't start fucking and don't start acting crazy. And so then it turns into this. It was a wacky fucking movie. Nobody watched
it. Never heard of it. And all these people
affected me. It was such a terrible movie, but it was so weird. But Tyler and I have a thing for space voyage movies for some odd reason. And
well, there's some good space episodes in the newest Black Mirror season. Maybe you should watch.
Oh, really? You got to tell.
One called Lost in Space with Josh Hartnett, who looks good. Like, he looks the same. He looks
okay.
Fantastic.
I'm gonna watch. Thank you for that tip. Thank you.
Yeah, watch that. It's disturbing.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Continue your trend.
It's disturbing. I like real stuff where people are going to like Lost in Space, where they're really gonna go make life on a new planet.
Well, they're in space, but it's not like life.
Yeah,
but you should still watch it. It's kind of sick.
Platonic. What did you? Are you up to date on Platonic? Did you give up on that?
I didn't give up. I just haven't gone back, which I will, because I enjoyed it. Well, how many episodes are live?
Probably 8 or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But
okay, I think I watched
Seth Rogen,
3 or 4.
I have been on record to say I'm not attracted to him. I think he is the cutest thing going lately. He is Asian to a nice fella, kind of like Adam Sandler. Never was attracted to him. Now,
you're
maybe 10
so
years
weird.
Ago. But he's super blonde in it, and he's like wackadoo. But he is so cute in this. And Rose Byrne is so cute. They have great chemistry. And it really is kind of, they have kids, and it's like our age group where she's at. She's kind of in the middle of, she's not having babies anymore, raising kids. But she does so much. She's got 3 little kids, and she can just leave on a whim to do whatever the fuck she wants. And
right.
Doesn't look back. It's kind of interesting.
I'll go back and catch up. I saw an interview with Seth Rogen, or like a clip where he was with Paul Rudd, and he's like, did you know me and him are the same age? We are the same age. Look how he's aging. Look at me. And it's like, Jesus Christ. I don't understand how Paul Rudd
I bet
still
in looks
person, the exact
same. Seth Rogen looks okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he looks bad. I like his vibe in the show. I feel like he's leaned into like his kind of cool like vibe where he's kind of like alternative, but like you can tell he smokes weed.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Who do we say? I mean, he's like Sarah Paulson in the Pam doc.
Yeah,
the Pam Anderson doc.
He
was great. Yeah. We needed more of that.
He wrote my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, and Superbad. I will always love Seth Rogen just for that movie.
Yeah.
He wrote that movie when he was 15 years old. He's a fucking talent.
Oh, like, he's a genius.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's great. And then The Righteous Gemstones, we're slowly getting into it.
So what do you
it.
Think?
It's a good show, but it's a slow, it's like a lot of build
slow
up.
Burn. Yeah.
There's a lot of backstory with the whole I'm gonna do. There's a real
the
catchy music
stuff.
Right. They're teaching you about everything, but it's good. I do love it. If it wasn't
it's
that
ridiculous.
Cast, I would say I'm never watching this show.
Oh, of
but
course
the cast,
not. The
cast is great
because they are in on the joke, right? And they are the joke, right? So it's like it's just I always think, what do people feel like that are part of these big churches who watch this shit? Cause it is really like, it gets the rest of, you'll see, it just gets more and more ridiculous.
I think
like,
there are more scammers than, they're more like the dad, the John Goodman, yes, than
yes,
the family who's, well, maybe they become that because they are born into the
right
lunacy.
I just love Danny McBride. He can, there's like,
there
some
is
of the
something
shit
about
he does,
that man.
I know.
You can't not watch. He is,
I know,
so entertaining.
He's one of the most ridiculous people in the world, but it's great. And he's come up with all this shit, like all of those shows, Eastbound and Down,
right,
Vice Principals, and this are like his creations. Like he really knows what he's doing.
He's, you know, something else. His voice is so funny.
Hilarious.
And he's great.
Yeah, he's great in this show. It's just hilarious.
And the kid from Workaholics, God, what's his name? Adam Devine.
Yeah,
he's great.
Oh, he even gets better and better. Yeah, he's really.
I will
good.
Watch anything he does. He can carry a movie. We watched that
and
dumb thing about him
too.
Falling in love with the phone. I mean,
yeah,
the sister's great.
She's great. Yeah, the casting's phenomenal. Saves the show. It is a wacky fucking show. Like it just is. It's so wacky, but it's fun.
No, I'll be watching it for a while. It's great.
All right, good. Good. All right. That's it. That's a mixed bag of topics, including everything we're watching, The Bear, all the fun stuff. We'll be back with our usual stuff, including Love Island later this weekend. Man, are you, Love Island is just, it is a treat to me to have an episode to watch every day. I just fucking love it. I can't even tell you.
I'm way behind now.
Oh my God.
And
get
I'm
it together.
Well, I've devoted my life to The Bear. Now I got to devote my life to The Ultimatum.
Oh, because we got that interview coming up. Well, listen,
yeah.
Wait, are you trying to tell me you're going to give up on the season?
No. I'll watch it. I'm just behind.
All right. Well,
I love Love Island, but
time to lock the kids in a room and like, let's go.
It's a lot when
God, it's
you
just,
know.
It's not if you're on top of it. That's the key.
Yeah.
You got to stay on top of it. Once
no,
you're
it's
behind,
great.
You're fucked.
I love it, but it is,
I have to say,
I'll catch up.
There's something brewing between Zachariah and Whitney, which I love. Like their banter and their chat is just, yeah.
I hate the internet. I know another spoiler, mm-hmm, which pissed me off, right, but not that bad.
Off the internet. Okay. All right. Good.
No, right, no, guys, I'm not done with it, but
we'll
all
be
right,
back.
Bye, guys.
Catch up on Ultimatum Queer Love. As we mentioned, we're interviewing somebody from the cast next week. Should be interesting. And we'll be back before you know it. We love you.